Our animals, pets, those that we love, are such an intrinsic part of our lives and have been since the very beginning of creation, that interrelated connection that we experience and we can know from Scripture. In Genesis 1:26, where it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.'" And friends, when we hear that word dominion from that intellectual human perspective, sometimes what we hear is to have power over. And the word dominion actually means to have a presence of support for. And so this is that wonderful invitation from the get-go to recognize that we are all interrelated, and to understand that we are called to stewardship in our relationship to all that is in our planet, the animal kingdom, the mineral kingdom, the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky. And so it's wonderful to remember that on this day that we call Animal or Pet Blessing Sunday. So that is the talk title for today, Celebrating a Blessing of the Animals. And as we recognize throughout time the connections that we have created as humankind in support of each other with the animal kingdom, with the fish, with the birds in the sky, we can appreciate what a difference it has made on both sides, because as we have evolved, so has everything else in our universe, in our beingness. And we tend to forget, we think, well, animals are just animals. And yet they have that essence and that beingness also that we experience as we invite them into our lives, as we open our hearts, and as we know that all of creation continues to expand and to evolve. Dr. Nick Trout, he was a veterinary surgeon, and he was a New York Times best-selling author. He said, "Over the years, I've come to appreciate how animals enter our lives prepared to teach, and far from being burdened by an inability to speak, they have many different ways to communicate. It is up to us to listen." How many of you have had that experience, not just maybe with a pet that you have in your household or in your yard, but even out in nature, when we are out and about and we feel the birds singing to us or we feel nature responding and dancing along with us energetically. And it's so wonderful to have a sense of gratitude for all that our animals teach us, because oftentimes, you know, I think I'm the teacher, and then I realize I'm not. And it's so wonderful to breathe into the gifts that our animals bring for us. Martin Buber, who is an Austrian Jewish philosopher, said, "An animal's eyes have the power to speak a great language." Don't you think so? Many of you experience that. You know, it's like your animals can talk to you. Even the squirrels outside that you may be feeding, or your birds, or your snakes, or your lizards, or all the wonderful little pets that you have, their eyes speak something so profound. And Theophile Gautier, he's a French poet and a journalist, said, "Who can believe that there is no soul behind those luminous eyes?" So on this day, which is Animal or Pet Blessing Day, I wanted to just tell you a little bit about the history and about how it came to be about. And many of you have heard of the patron saint, Saint Francis of Assisi. And here's some information from Kevin E. Mackin. He is of the Order of Friars Minor. He's a Franciscan friar in the Order of Friars that St. Francis established. And it says, he was a patron saint of animals and founder of the Franciscan Order of Monks. Francis spoke to animals as brother wolf and sister bird, saw all of creation as inherently good, all of creation. Important Catholic saints are assigned feast days on which rituals are conducted in accordance with their ministry. So Francis's feast day is October 4th, and around the world, people bring their animals to churches to be blessed on this day or on a day close to that. And some more information from Wikipedia.org, Wiki Blessings. It says, this service, the animal blessing service, emphasizes celebrating the bond of love and respect that animals have with their humans and that humans have with all of creation. Blessing of animals is a religious activity or a spiritual activity, I would say, and occurs broadly across most religions in some form. Secular respect for animals is also strong. For example, World Animal Day, an International Day of Action for Animal Rights and Welfare, is celebrated annual and is still held on October 4th, the feast day of Francis of Assisi. And so as we come together this particular Sunday to bless our animals, I wanted us to be aware of the amazing spiritual connection that Saint Francis had with all of creation. He came from a very rich family, but he stepped into what was then called poverty, or into simply being one with all of nature and creation. He helped the poor, he helped people, he helped animals, and he believed that we were all interrelated and connected. Oftentimes we kind of think, well, we're the human beings up here and they're the lowly animals down here. And it was St. Francis's spiritual understanding, very similar to how we experience spirituality in the presence of godness or the breath of life or allness, that's present in everything, all the time, everywhere. And we help and we support each other and we have bonds with each other. And yet none is lesser or greater than any other. And when we come to it in that humble place of being good stewards, as Genesis says, to being good stewards, not only to the pets and the animals that we have in our homes, but also to all the animals of the animal kingdom, to all the fish in the sea, to the birds in the air. And to truly, truly feel blessed by the gifts that they bring and what they share with us. Many of you are familiar with Carl Sagan. He's an amazing astronomer, a scientist, an astrophysicist. And he says, like it or not, we humans are bound up with our fellows and with the other plants and animals all over the world. Our lives are intertwined. So it's very similar to what St. Francis understood, that we are all connected, friends, that there isn't any separation. And these amazing experiences that we have with our pets, or I've had friends who had little squirrels that they would feed out on, you know, in their patio or up in the mountains at their cabin, or skunks or chipmunks, or even for the little lizards, it's like to recognize that we are all intertwined. And we learn from each other. And James Herriot, one of my favorite authors, when I was quite a bit younger, I haven't read him recently, but he was a British veterinarian and a surgeon, and this wonderful author. He wrote Bless the Beasts and the Children, and many other books about being in the Scotlands, in the Highlands, and caring for all these animals and the experiences he had. And even today, I use some of the expressions, my sister and I do that, from his books. And it's so deeply touching how he was able to write about the animals and bring us into a connection. What he says is, if having a soul means being able to feel love and loyalty and gratitude, then animals are better off than a lot of humans. Animals are better off than a lot of humans. And I really appreciate this from Scripture in Job 12, 7 through 9. It says, but ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? And what that means, the hand of the Lord has done this, meaning that all of creation created in the image and likeness of means the energy of that which we all carry and are and that which we share. And that strongest bond that is of love that our animals help us to remember and help us to be a part of. We gratefully bless all animals who touch our hearts with love. We gratefully bless them and acknowledge this special day to remember how much we appreciate that bond of love that is shared and how interconnected we are, and that we can take this special Sunday to do a blessing for our beloved pets, our beloved animal friends, and the whole animal kingdom. From Proverbs 27:23, it says, know well the condition of your flocks and give attention to your herds. And that means, friends, you know, be aware. Be that good steward. Be aware of caring for and being one with. And Proverbs 12:10 says, the righteous, or those people, not the supercilious people up here, we tend to think of righteous in that way. The right useness is how I look at the word rightness, righteous. Right useness, the right useness know the needs of their animals. And so this is a day to remember that and to connect with, whether we have a particular pet at home, whether we see the animals out and about, wherever we are, to be willing to honor the animal kingdom of which we are a part. And so today we have this wonderful time to where each of many of you have shared your pictures of your beloved pets. And it's a time to just kind of open our hearts to experience our gratitude, maybe a few tears, and all that wonderful feeling that that evokes within us. Before we start, I'd like to share a couple of quotes with you. From one is from Bill Dana. He's a comedian actor. See if any of you can relate to this. I had been told that the training procedure with cats was difficult. It's not. Mine had me trained in 2 days. Pretty much so, isn't it? And Anthony T. Hinks, he says, he's an author also, and he says, a cat's purr and a puppy's wet nose are just two of the things that make my day enjoyable. Oh, goodness, yeah. And so as yeah, let's clap and just in acknowledgement of the love that we could feel in all of these pictures. And thank you to Susan for creating this wonderful slideshow for us. And so just breathe into and recognize how important our beloved pets and the animals that we love are to all of us. We can just take a moment to recognize the importance of our own stewardship and how we show up and how we are with the animals and not just our pets, but the animal kingdom throughout our world. And so I am going to take a moment now to do a pet blessing, and I'll invite you as I do so to hold all of your pets or the animals of the earth in your consciousness. And then you will note that you have a little green card on your chair that says my animal blessing. You can write your animal's name. You can write a blessing to animals. You can, that's whatever blessing you would like to put on that. We're going to tape them around after the service so we can see them for the next couple of weeks. You can put your name on it or you don't need to. But so I'll invite you. And for those of you who are watching via our live stream, feel free to post the name of a pet or a loved one that we can then later take and put on the prayer blessing cards. Or you can make a prayer blessing card up for yourself at home. So as we breathe into the grace and the goodness of how deeply our hearts are touched in love with love, through that which we share with our pets and the animals of this universe, of our world. And as we breathe into that place of immense gratitude, as we feel our hearts lifted up and opened wide, as we may feel some tears of cleansing, as we may feel tears of joy, we embrace it all. And we hold our beloved ones in that light, blessing them, gracing them, and saying thank you. Thank you for all that is shared together. Thank you for the joy, the laughter, the precious moments that you bring into our lives. And so, beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask that your grace be upon all of our beloved pets, all of the animals who are around us throughout the animal kingdom, the birds, the insects, the fish in the sea. We understand that we are all a part of a wholeness, of a greater energy of creation, creating together. And we ask that your blessing be upon us all. We say thank you, God. Amen. And now, Lynn, I will invite you to take just a moment. I don't know, Kevin, if you want to play a little music or not for about a minute or two. And write your special animal blessing. And for those of you at home, please feel free to post. And Susan, if there's anything that you want to share out of that, let me know. So we give thanks for the love, the companionship, the connection that we share with our beloved pets and with the animals of this world. In closing, I will share two short quotes, one from Anatole France, who's a French poet. Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened. For that awakening that we experience with the animals. We are so grateful. And Jay Bartel, who is a best-selling author, says, if you want to see God, simply look into the eyes of an animal, friends. Let us hold that in our hearts. Let us be grateful for our animal friends. And bless them throughout this day and recognize the gift that St. Francis of Assisi gave in the life that he lived that reminded us of the connection of all things, of all energies, of all beingness on this planet Earth and beyond.